producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these fat things?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome one and all. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, GCN, streaming out live around the world through other networks we'll get to in a moment. Obviously, Paris on everybody's mind. And we are going to hit that, but of course more holistically than probably anywhere else in the broadcast universe, recognizing that another terroristic tragedy. Of course, we've experienced it on our shores, and there are people around the world and countries around the world who have experienced it almost as a regular basis, particularly if you live in the Middle East. As you know, and I've traveled around the world, been fortunate enough to do so, and of course the world looks a little different when you look at it from eyes outside of the American universe. And I love this country. I love this land, although I am, you know, free to speak out as well. And that's one of the things I love about the things that are not so ideal about the claim that we are the freest nation on earth. The issue of terrorism, of course, the war on terror, we've called it out this way. We're not the only ones calling it a phony war. It's never been a real war. But the terrorists and terrorism as a tactic and as people who perpetrate the tactic have to be funded. They have to have money in order to pull this stuff off. And if anything you've learned on this show and others in the new media is that there are those who benefit from terrorism. And I'm not just talking about the terrorists. In fact, in many ways, not the terrorists, because they end up killing themselves and they're promised all kinds of strange stuff in the afterlife. But the reality of those who benefit is such that they, well, say, by fomenting fear, they are able to take away your freedom. Or you are able to say, in fear, I shall relinquish my freedom for a false sense of security. Of course, you don't want the false sense. You think it's a real sense, although many people have woken up to realize that since 9/11, 2001 in America, the psychological operation that took place was to soften the American people up to relinquish more liberty in the name of a security state, an invasive security state. Now, the funding of terrorism, that's an interesting story. We go back to World War II, and you find that the Bush dynasty, going back to Prescott and others, they were invested in both sides of the war effort, that they would win no matter who lost. And that IG Farben, which split up into the baby big pharmas, off of the Nazi experimentation on humans, whether they be Jewish or otherwise, created this pharmaceutical industrial complex construct that has descended over this almost entire planet, with very rare exception, to dominate health and healing so that we got a disease care, disease management model. And out of that as well, increased expansion of the disease care model is via the synthetic chemistry of the 20th century, DuPont, Monsanto, and the like. And these are the folks that are writing behind the scenes the treaties, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty, that run roughshod over constitutional freedoms and protections here in these United States and other countries around the world, destroying national sovereignty, violating the integrity of the, I want to say doctor-patient relationship, but I'll just say citizen-government relationship, where there's, let's say, an implied ability to trust some level of the process that has been absolutely destroyed via treaty. in the name of free trade, which is not. At the best, it's managed trade for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Least of all, the state you're in, including your human state. I don't know who funded the terrorists in France. I do know there is another side issue that's not such a side issue, a real issue in terms of securing borders. I am not one who calls for building of walls because that will trap you on the inside as well as it will trap people from getting in, if that's the case. But the reality is, in the human cell, in the mammalian cell, in the animal cell, the cell knows what is good for it, and it blocks what it knows is not good for it. There's nothing wrong with having some level of border control, because without it, life cannot exist. And you have to determine what sustains your life, what can build your life, and that which could degrade it and destroy it. And that's what we call rightful discrimination. Radical libertarians, and that's kind of an oxymoron if you're a really hardcore libertarian, believe in no borders. And I understand why, because in an ideal world, you know, the only things that would survive would be those that would sustain life, and we'd be free to take out those who try to destroy our lives. But we have a government where we've, you know, kind of been subjugated, and they say, well, we're going to take on the role of protecting you. And, of course, in doing so, they've selected some of the evildoers to allow in and control you and me, unless you decide to withdraw your consent, withdraw your energy, withdraw your money, etc., and say, I'm no longer participating. And then, of course, you're branded a homegrown terrorist, simply for wanting to be left alone. But we're on a planet that, well, doesn't have a lot of good examples for leaving others alone, because we have our own government problems and meddling in business that is not ours. Ron Paul warned us many years ago about the blowback, and he was chided and laughed at and yelled at for being anti-American, for acknowledging that there is a law of cause and effect in the universe. Karma, if you will, call it from a Western perspective. If you want to quote Jesus, you might say, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. And that doesn't mean we don't have interest to legitimately defend or protect. It just means that when you occupy a foreign nation, they become, well, a little antagonized by the relationship. And, of course, it can elicit aggressive responses. Now, having said that, again, we like to look holistically. There's a guy out there. He's also on the new talk network that Super Don is helping to put together. And he has a daily show Monday through Friday. He's from worldmeets.us. He's got a unique perspective from around the world looking back in the United States, and I appreciate that very much, having traveled the world. I want to welcome him for the first time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. William Kern is with us now. William, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Bell. How are you today?
Doing very well, but very intense about this latest Paris attack, because I don't want it to be directed in another let's kill everybody because everybody's out to kill us scenario. I think a bloodlust is not going to solve this problem.
Well, I mean, there's so many ways of looking at it, and there's so many theories, some of them I think not well thought out about what might have happened. And I was just listening to what you were saying about Mr. Paul's comments about these things, and I think he was really on to something, because I really think that people who don't believe there are consequences for using terrorism as an arm of American foreign policy, and I'm sorry, people find that shocking that we might have done that. We have definitely done that. I mean, it's a matter of record.
As an American, not as an anti-American. You're speaking to someone who, you know,
if I didn't love my country, if I didn't love the ideals that made America what it is, I wouldn't have spent 10 years trying to show Americans what the rest of the world really thinks of the United States. It wasn't like a way for me to get back at anyone.
Sure.
I just lived abroad, and I wanted people to understand what I understood. That's why I've been doing the project that I've been doing. So I mean, as far as America using terrorism as an arm of its foreign policy, which many countries do. The U.S. is not the only one. Pakistan is doing it right now with the Taliban in Afghanistan. It is not a new idea. And in terms of our modern history, we know that during the Carter administration, Zbigniew Brzezinski thought it'd be a great idea to use Muslim fundamentalists to get the Russians out of Afghanistan. Guess what we did there? We funded what became al-Qaeda, and you know, so it's what really bothers me about the discourse, especially in the American mainstream media, is that there's never any mention of this. There's never any discussion of how we need to cop to the fact that we've been using terrorism as an arm of our foreign policy and say, we're not going to do it anymore, and we want this to stop. Because it's not only us, as I said, it's also the Gulf Arabs are regular, you know, we know sure. that they fund these organizations, and we know the complexity right. of all that and all that. So people who think this is a false flag incident in Paris and that nobody was really killed and everything was staged, I think they're naive, extremely naive, if they think that there is no consequences for what right. we've been doing for the last 30 years. Now, I'm not saying I know what happens. I'm not saying there are no false flag incidents, because we know, as a matter of sure. record, there have been 40, 50 the government's been forced to admit to.
Yeah.
So that means there are more that they haven't admitted to. But I am not reflexively a false flag incident person. I think it's a lot more complex.
I think we have to assess each case individually. I mean, that's the thing. You can't blanket the statements there, or else you're going to be blinded to other realities and other actual events. William, what you're asking for, of course, is a maturation of the American people here. You know, that we have to grow out of naivete. It's not that, again, I say this because it's important to me, is people are, you know, often accused of being anti-American simply for acknowledging certain aspects of our own history mm-hmm. and the way our governments operate and the way our governments have been basically corrupted from sometimes within. And our Constitution warned about that.
Well, absolutely. And again, you know, we all have to accept that governments writ large, not just the American government, governments writ large, these are large bureaucracies, and we ask them to lie to us. We want them to lie to us. And that's this is something that people don't seem to think about very often. And I'll give you, you know, the usual proverbial, you know, asteroid hitting the Earth example. If an asteroid is coming toward the Earth in 2 weeks, do you want the government to tell you or not? A lot of people will very calmly tell you, no, I don't want them to tell me. I want to live out my life for 2 weeks and let them keep it from me. If you say that, and I understand why, but if you say that, you're opening the door to be lied to about a lot of other
else.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is what is, I mean, governments are instituted to decide what people should find out about in a way. And so as a journalist, I have to live by that understanding.
We're talking with William Kern, welcoming him to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the first time, hopefully the first of many. Got a great insight from a global perspective, looking back at the U.S. as well as an American. And he has a show regularly now in the mornings on TalkNetwork.com. We'll let you know more about that as well. When we come back, we'll do a little bit more of European discussion. How much GMO influence is there on these treaties I mentioned earlier? Monsanto, for instance, and glyphosate in Europe.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Scott Bell Show. Op-eds working the notes. They should be up soon at robertscottbell.com. All the links to the stories we're covering. Next hour, we've got actually a positive story on immigrants. There's not many of those going around, but we've got a good one coming up. Also, Paul Barrettiere. We're going to talk water. But right now, we're on with William Kern. You can find him at worldmeets.us. He's also the host of the new show on Talk Network, The World Meets America Report. And this guy's got great perspective. William, enjoying you immensely. Thanks for being on board.
I'm happy to be with you, Don. It's a very troubling moment in history, and it's good to be on the air.
Yeah, you're talking to Super Don as well, of course. He's producing Don, in all different areas there.
I know. My life depends on Don every day.
You know, so many people do, and they don't even know it. But yes, indeed. We acknowledge indeed, Super Don and bow down.
Yes.
Now, but do you have anything else you want to add on the Paris front before we slide over into the GMO Monsanto EFSA front Europe?
I just wanted to point out that dismissing this and pretending that nothing happened when just reflexively, I think is a little naive, and that's all I really wanted to say. I think that there is a very high likelihood this is blowback for things that have happened before, and if people want to find out what the rest of the world thinks of American foreign policy and its use of terrorism, they could go to worldmeets.us, go to the archive, and type in terrorism United States and see what comes up. We've translated so many columns about that over the last 10 years, and it's nothing you would see in the U.S. media ever. There's never any discussion of this, or hardly ever any discussion of it.
Right.
And the rest of the world knows, and they don't forget that we helped create Al-Qaeda in the first place, amongst other things.
Well, some people in America know, but sometimes they forget, too, when these things happen because they're sent into an emotional state, and that's not a rational state.
That's the other thing. That what happens in a situation like this is the intelligence services and the Pentagon seize on it in order to mold public opinion and get people angry or get people hopped up and ready to go into yet another war. And again, I have a lot of sympathy for people who believe we're being lied to and think that these are false flag incidents all the time, because there is no credibility on the government side, and there's no credibility on the media side because they are corrupted to the core. I'm talking about the mainstream media.
Right.
The mainstream media is owned by the special interests, many of which profit from war and the pharmaceutical industry and all these other things. So the media has a narrative that has nothing to do with informing the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with great pain.
Yes.
You know, I don't like what's happened to my profession. But, you know, most journalists are well-meaning and they try to do their job. But, you know, they're in a context where they're not really free agents.
No, if they did their job, they would be fired immediately. That's another big problem.
Well, exactly. I mean, they have and people have families and bills to pay. And, you know, not everybody is interested in going on a crusade like some of us are here.
Control people by the food you deny them. Right. That's another real economic issue of reality here. Now, speaking of food. Mm-hmm. European Food Safety Authority, EFSA, mm-hmm. has recently ruled, despite the WHO, not a favored organization here, but they acknowledge that glyphosate is a possible cause of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The EFSA says, no, glyphosate is safe. In fact, we can elevate the amounts you can use. I mean, what the hell is going on in Europe?
Well, you know, I think the problem is, and it's the same problem that we have with the trade agreements, is that the people who are sitting at the table, their interests are not the interests of the body of people, of the population. These people have interests. Monsanto and these other companies have incredible influence, and they are able to get the legislation. If we talk about how the U.S. is a plutocracy, what that means is that there are a handful of special interests, and I know I sound crazy to a lot of people in the mainstream, a handful of special interests that have the capacity to get all the legislation they want, and they get it by manipulating Congress people. I mean, they have the money to influence our lawmakers in a way average people, you know, can never have.
Yeah, and the influence that they have, the ability to print money, if you will, touch that money first.
You know, there's so many elements to this, and it's hard not to be dismayed at the situation.
Well, listen, William Kern, I'm so pleased that we finally connected with you, thanks to Super Don. And your report, the World Meets America report, very important information you'll get nowhere else in a mainstream media context or setting, available on Talk Network. And we're blasting out through Genesis Communications, GCN, as well as that, and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and UK Health Radio as well. William, we look forward to talking with you again real soon.
Be with you, John. Thank you for having me on.
We got questions of the day coming up next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, blasting out live and, of course, archived all over the place, including Talk Network, the new ones. But check it out, robertscottbell.com, op-ed work in the notes. Links are up to all of our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty possible all of this time. And it's still not enough time, but I don't complain. I'm very grateful for the time we have together. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call and be part of the show live, or leave a message 24/7, or leave your question or comment at robertscottbell.com, and we'll get you going. Twitter feed at RS Bell Media. Super Don, really good connect with William, and he's another guy that depends on you for his very life. That's why I call you Dr. Super Don.
I promise I do not have a messiah complex. William's a good guy. He's on every morning starting at 9. Let's see, it would be 9 p.m. Central, so 8, 7 p.m. Pacific, I believe it is.
Nighttime or morning? Because you're just telling
me
p.m.
In the morning. I said
how
p.m.,
is p.m.?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're delirious. Go back to bed.
Something like that. 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Pacific time. And so, yeah, good guy. He's got a lot of experience with what's going on in the world. He's worked with just multiple foreign journalists. And it is interesting every once in a while to take a look at what the rest of the world sees when they look at us, because we're in a bubble here in the United States, you know?
No, we really are. Until I started traveling around the world to look back, you know, I had no idea. And even, you know, some of the more controversial elements of history, talking about the 1950s in Iran, how it set the stage for the hatred of America. You know, like I said, I don't excuse the bad behavior of Iran in many ways, but I recognize there's a place, there's a cause and effect link, and we've got to acknowledge that in order to make a difference, or else we continue to make the same damn mistakes.
Well,
and of course,
and it's so easy to look at the bad behavior of everybody else and completely miss the bad behavior of our own government. You know, and that's where the sanitized version of the news that we get every day, you know, you've got to see the other perspective, otherwise you're just completely lost.
Well, and Don, that's a reflection, too, of us. I say this individually, because if we look at the number of people that you meet in a given day, given year, given lifetime, that actually will acknowledge their own mistakes and go, gee, you know, I really goofed. I'm going to learn from that, versus those who would pretend they didn't do any wrong and just kind of pave it over and keep on going, barreling through life. And you recognize that the government is just a reflection in many ways of a lack of maturity, if you will, on our part. And, you know, I'm not pointing a finger at any one person. I'm just saying to a great degree, it's a reflection. Until you say, no more is that going to be a reflection of me. I'll take no responsibility for that. And in doing so, of course, you withdraw your consent. And that's the worst thing you can do, because it's the most powerful thing you can do. So it could be the best thing you do as well. But that's where we go here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, to the heart of the cause and effect. And then, of course, we change cause. We replace the effect. And I think that's really cool. I like doing that. I know some people don't, but we do. That's why you're here with us each and every day, or just about each and every day. Now, going on to the Paris thing, if we want to talk more about that, you can call in 866-939-BELL. We've got a positive story on immigrants, so that's going to make us some friends. Those of you who have been wanting to know, what's the difference between a vaccinated child and an unvaccinated child in terms of health? You now have the opportunity to chime in and let your voice be heard. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. So get ready to write down the website. We'll have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com shortly as well. But for now, you know, we once in a while we dive in and we listen to you. Even if you don't call in live, that's okay. We'll get your messages and we'll respond to them. We really will. And we'll do so right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time, and you can see robertscottbell.com. We'll be adding them in there. Let's see, the first one we want to do is from Patty. Patty writes in, and she says, "Dear Dr. Bell, I listened to you last night. I think it aired Friday night with John B. Wells, Caravan to Midnight. What a great guy, JB. The only guy who's got a deeper voice than you, right? JB Wells.
Yeah, I think he smokes more than I do.
Yeah, I was on with Ty Bollinger and Ted Brewer, I believe. Nice guys. Of course, everybody knows TMB here. We had a roundtable discussion for nearly 3 hours. And so we were all over the map in terms of broadcast healing. And I just enjoyed it thoroughly. I really did. So thanks to J.B. Wells for having me on board. Friday was busy because I was also on the Jerry Doyle show. I don't know. Friday's just supposed to be easing into the weekend. It hasn't happened recently. Take a deep breath.
We need to get Billy Squire to do a theme song for you, right?
Would he do that?
Everybody wants you. Yeah.
Everybody wants you. Yeah, that's cool. But this was the start of our broadcast week, Sunday, first day of the week, technically, those who know the days of the week. But Patty says, I listened to you on J.B. Wells' show, and you mentioned that chromium is so good for diabetes. But you said that there was only a certain kind that was good, and of course I didn't hear what kind. Could you please tell me what kind of chromium that I should buy? I would really appreciate it. I love your website. Oh, wait, I'm going to get to that. Let me just tell her the chromium. There's a funny thing in her letter. I don't understand. Maybe Super Don, you can help. But the chromium I talk about is a whole food chromium. That is chromium that is grown in food. It is food itself. It's not like, here's the synthetic chromium, let's add some food into it and call it a whole food chromium. No, it's grown as food. So it's in the food as it's designed to be by that which created all food, ultimately. It's a bigger picture. But I want to say, I just it's a difference maker. Because there is chromium picolinate, there's chromium polynicotinate, there's chromium chloride, and there are fractional benefits from these forms. But the total microgram content is not going to be utilized by your body. Therefore, you would have to take more than you need, and sometimes it's bound into forms that are not good for you, so you can have bioaccumulations that may not be healthy. So the whole food form we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 866-424-1077. Dial 866-424-1077. 100 micrograms three times a day is the difference maker, Patty. It is that simple. Sometimes four times a day. We had Chris Barr on recently. He's a nutritional historian, whole food nutrition expert kind of guy. And we talked about that recently. So go back, listen to the archives, or you can link through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So there you go. Now, I would really appreciate, she says, really appreciate what we just did. So I'm glad you appreciate it. I appreciate you asking. I love your website. It is terrible and packed full of information. This is my first time on it, and now I will be on it every day. Thanks so much, Patty.
Say that again.
Yeah. I loved your website. It is terrible.
It is terrible.
And packed full of information.
Wow.
You know, terrible, I guess, for some people could be good.
I'm guessing that was an autocorrect.
You think so? What was she trying to write?
I'm hoping she meant terrific, not terrible. Terrific. I love you, and your website is terrible.
Listen, we've had terrible comments about our website. I admit it. I mean, we're not the most up to date on everything, but
we don't run from the terrible. But that, yeah, a little bit of a conflict there in the
Robert
sentence.
The terrible, yeah. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, well, Patty, if you meant terrific, that's fine. But even if you meet terrible, we don't shy away from controversy. That's okay. All right, we got another question from Sarah H. This is coming in. Hey, Dr. Robert, a friend of mine finishing up nursing school is interested in utilizing CBD oil, which our local health food store now carries. Awesome. I hope they're carrying the plus CBD oil from Canavest. He is uncertain, though, if CBD oil would make him fail a drug test for work. I told him I'd ask you. Lots of vitamin L, J, and P, Sarah H. Okay, everybody knows what vitamin L is. Love. What is vitamin J? Do you remember what vitamin J is? We just covered it on Friday with Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. Vitamin J.
Jealousy.
Vitamin jealousy? What is that?
No.
Vitamin joy.
Joy. Oh,
joy. And P, of course, is?
Pumpernickel.
Peace. Vitamin joy and peace. Right? A little peace action, too. So we got lots of new vitamins here you learn about on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not approved by any government agency, typically. They don't like the love, joy, and peace. They like to foment dissolution and fear. Vitamin F, which is not a vitamin. That's a toxin. Toxin F. But for now, CBD oil, I can't vouch for all of it out there because certainly there are forms that you want to know what it is in there and you want third-party analysis. Canavest does that. If you go to Canavest, CANNAVEST.com, they have the CBD that will not spike a drug test and cause you to test positive for marijuana or THC. So you can tell your friend it's okay to use the cannabis CBD oil. But speaking of cannabis, right, you know, that's something we update from time to time, and I think it is time right now.
Party to chip on the left hand side. Party to chip on the left hand side. It's a bubble.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, an update on cannabis. Interesting here. And I don't know, is this coming out of Colorado because they've made it legal? But it looks like there might be other things in the cannabis that we don't want. Super Don, what is this?
Yeah, you know, apparently, now listen, we have to understand that the edibles market exploded, like you would not believe, in Denver when they ended up legalizing things there. And we aren't big on regulation, but there has to be some sort of parameters, boundaries, reasonable practices in manufacturing that will ensure that people are going to be safe in what they're eating. Something we have no problem with. It's just, you know, we don't like the one-sided corporate, you know, collusion part of it where, you know, things are done to hurt people. So anyway, in this particular case, what happened in Denver there were these concerns about the edibles containing pesticides. And in this case, they're talking about unapproved pesticides in the edibles. And so it looks like they've been doing some work on figuring out what's going on with some of these edibles. The governor, our favorite
Hickenlooper.
Governor. Hickenlooper, yes.
Yeah.
He actually issued an executive order to quarantine and destroy any of these edibles that contain pesticides that are not approved for use on cannabis. Now,
well, we need to find out what pesticides are approved for use.
Approved, right? Yeah.
I want to know because I don't like any of them pretty much.
No, that's not the good poison. We only
unless it's
the
approved
good poison,
for
right?
organic agriculture, because there are things like delimonene. We've talked about the distillate from the orange peel that is safe. But again, this is really interesting that the edibles containing high levels or levels enough of pesticides that you don't want on them. I think one of the beauties of the hemp plant is that it doesn't require pesticides if the soil is decent. So,
right.
And one other cannabis update real quick, a petition to fire DEA head, I should say, Chuck Rosenberg has now surpassed 75,000 signatures after he told reporters that you don't want to call medical marijuana legitimate. It's a joke, he said. So,
right.
Yeah, go ahead and remove him. I don't care.
Get rid of them.
All right. Healthy kids, vaccinated, unvaccinated, how do we know? The studies, have they been done? Can we do them? After this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, how are we going to find out what you probably already know to be true and factual, although it's not satisfactual, that your healthier kids are likely less vaccinated or not vaccinated at all? In general, I've traveled, as we talk about, around the world. We had William Kern on earlier talking about a worldview, looking back at the U.S. How about a worldview on vaccines and children? Have you, like I have, traveled around the world and visited with kids, some of whom have been vaccinated, some who have not, and compared the two in general states of health? I know not everybody's a homeopath, holistic naturopath, even as a medical doctor, to assess it honestly, with integrity. And my determination is something I've been boldly stating since I first, you know, broadcast live on radio in 1999, that the healthiest children I see are the children who are either the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all, even better. The healthiest children I see have received no vaccinations. Of course, if I were a candidate for office, they would immediately disqualify me. Not that I'm ever going to run for office. But the very fact that I would acknowledge what I've seen with my own two eyes is enough to make the mainstream press go apoplectic in a state of denial or damage control. You know, even remember the first Republican debate where we have Trump saying, listen, I see what happens with these vaccines. And then Carson says, yeah, we're giving too many too soon, too bunched together. And then Rand Paul says, yeah, we spaced them out. And the mainstream media did not space out on that. They freaked out on that. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do an end around. There's a new website up called Vaccinated and Non-Vaccinated Children's Data. VanVCD.org. VanVCD.org. And I want you all to go there and fill out the information. This is not going to track you. There's no money involved whatsoever. This is a way we could start collecting the data in an unbiased fashion. Whether your kids have been partially vaccinated, fully vaccinated, not vaccinated at all, we're going to start collecting and compiling and looking into this some more. Give you some more information. The world needs more information. The people of planet Earth need this information because the doctors and PhDs are not allowed to look into this the way you can. Do vaccinations help or hurt your child? VanVCD.org. Vaccinated and non-vaccinated children's data. 2 minutes, if you read all the quotes that are listed there, but you can finish it in 1 minute. It's 11 questions, this survey. 11 questions. As I said, there's no money involved, nothing. This is not about economics. This is about collating the data that is not being done by government because they don't want to assess what we already know to be true. Yes, I am biased. I have a view on it, but nothing I can say can impact what you decide to put in here in terms of your own children's health, or maybe you're going to self-report, you millennials out there. Talk about your health and your vaccination status. You're not going to be tracked by this, so you can do this. And in between, as I said, there are fun quotes to read as well, but it'll take you 2 minutes tops to do this. VanVCD.org. Super Don, this is really cool, very simple. And, you know, even if your kids are grown up, you can report on what you witnessed based on their vaccination status. There are no judgments being made on this. This is about collating data, collecting this data.
Very much so. And I love the URL. I mean, just, you know, it's so easy to remember, too, right? Mm-hmm. VanVCD. I thought that was ingenious, you know, coming up with that.
Yep. Very simple. Listen to some of the quotes. A baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. Carl Sandburg, American poet. I mean, these are, like I said, you don't have to read any of the quotes, but you know the heart of where this is coming from. Children are the hands by which we take hold of heaven. Another quote that's used. Every child you encounter is a divine appointment. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of stuff out there that is trying to restrict this kind of information being collated, gathered, and reported. And you know the thing about this is you can immediately see the data as it changes. Nobody is restricted from it. You don't have to, again, you don't have to pay it. That's why I'm saying this is done right. So partake, please. I'm asking you kindly, nicely. That's the only way I know how to do it. But I'm encouraging you to go to VanVCD and let us know what's going on.
And it's completely free. You will never pay a penny for the site. 100% free with all the information out there you will not see anywhere else.
Yeah, and we can report on it here live on the air, and you can report on it with your friends. You can write articles about it. Get the word out, folks. This is where we're going to do an end around the bad guys on planet Earth who may have, some of them, good intentions, even though they might not be knowing what they're doing. But in ignorance, we cannot let it slide either. Next hour, a positive story about immigrants. We also have Paul Bertero. We've got water healing to come. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.